This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Exploring a lot of things here, and when some of our listeners start saying the Paracast shouldn't be doing pop culture, well, think of the important impact that pop culture has in our society. So Jacques Vallée, you were talking there about the government, not disinformation so much as what, taking advantage of the situation?
Taking advantage of belief systems to promote, either to hide something or to promote something. Look at the books that have come out recently about in parapsychology, about psychical research, the books about Area 51, which keep coming out, the books about Project Blue Book that are sort of skirting the truth in funny ways. And we're talking about forbidden science, about my record the 80s, the 1980s, and what happened there. The 1980s were a major turning point in the history of scientific research on what people call generally the paranormal, and especially, you know, things like remote viewing, parapsychology, and so on. That was a turning point because there had been research funded by the government at places like SRI, where I worked for a while, you know, officially sponsored and paid for by the government. And this was really good research. And the truth about it has become somewhat blurred by, you know, all the different interpretations and so on. So, and the same is true, by the way, about the internet, with no evil intention from anybody, but people are constantly forgetting where the internet came from. One time I had a historian came to see me because he wanted to interview me about the history of the internet. And I said, well, you know, they are, why don't you go to the people at DARPA, you know, in Washington?
Yeah, really?
He said, well, I've been there, but it's not the same people. And they gave me their recollection of it. But what's different about you is that you wrote about it at the time. And that's the whole difference from looking back 20 years later and writing a story about Area 51 or a story about Alan Hynek or a story about Blue Book or Socorro, you know, or some of those things. And it's different when you write it day by day. And, of course, when you write day by day, and one of the criticisms of my diary is that, of course, there are things that are wrong. There are things that are wrong because I see it on Friday. I learn about it from a friend, or I'm in a conversation and I discover something. And then by Monday or Tuesday, I've learned something else. So you can see errors being made and being corrected and how the truth emerges after days or months or years sometimes.
Yeah, it's a process.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the truth. I mean, that's the real thing. And this is not something you can edit. So much to my chagrin, I cannot go back and rewrite, you know, gee, I was dumb, you know, and I believed what this guy was saying. But the following day, I checked up on it, and I found out that it was different. The same thing with investigating cases. I still spend quite a bit of my time quietly, you know, investigating cases that interest me. Those are not necessarily the cases. In fact, most of the time, it's not the cases that are on TV or in the UFO magazines.
Except for the Sherman Ranch. The Sherman Ranch would be an exception.
Yes. Well, it was an exception because I was part of the science board for Mr. Bigelow, so I followed that story for many years. Yes. Yeah.
As have I, having been the first one that went up there really and who had any sort of experience investigating claims of this sort. I was up there before. In fact, I gave him Bigelow's phone number. I also gave him Lawrence Rockefeller's phone number. Of course, Robert called him and had him contacted as soon as the Zach Van Eck article came out, which first publicly exposed the claims of Terry Sherman and this so-called Skinwalker Ranch case. For those of you out there that don't know who Terry Sherman was, we're talking about the Sherman Ranch case or the Skinwalker Ranch case. You know, it's interesting that you have continued on because, you know, I feel sort of, you know, I feel like I've been following your model. I've been continuing on investigating as well, but not publicizing, you know, the places where I go and the people that I talk to. You know, at some point you really have to draw the line about when it's expedient to keep your, you know, keep everything on the low key so that you can get more done without, you know, without obstacles. Publicity and attention tend to, you know, throw up obstacles and it tends to water down your efforts. You don't have as pure an investigative environment if you have people looking over your shoulders. So I can really appreciate that. And I can't wait to dive into the last volume of Forbidden Science because I really am not familiar with some of the stuff that you've done recently. Are you planning on including this information into an additional volume? I know that you've been, you know, that you've kind of delineated out time periods, but has any of this, let's say in the last 10 years, the cases that you've been involved with, have they been publicized in any way? And no. If not, do you plan on publicizing them?
Well, some of them, when they are relevant, yes, I publish them or I help. One of the things I'm in a position to do today is to help new people who come into the field and are doing good research, first in giving them, you know, the benefit of a historical perspective. I'm not the only one. I mean, I'm not, but I can point them to other people who, like me, have followed the field for a long time so that they don't fall into the pitfall of believing the current story that's on the internet and so on. They can tell, you know, they can have firsthand accounts of what really happened, and then they can go on from there. So sometimes I can open some doors for them because I know where the bodies are buried. So, and you know, I'll stay in the background, but I can help them. There is, by the way, an example of that in a book that I highly recommend. It was just published by Anomalist. It's a book by David Boer called No Return. And David is an excellent researcher, spent 3 or 4 years researching the book.
We just had him on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Well, this is a case that had always fascinated me that I was hoping to be able to return to it someday. And then David contacted me because he was doing that. And I was able to, you know, help him in a couple of things. That's the other, you know, privilege I have is that I have wonderful readers who write to me. They don't want any publicity, but they will tell me about things that happened in their house or on their property and give me access to that, access to the witnesses and access to the property. And so that is... and, of course, I will follow. If they don't want any publicity, there won't be any publicity.
Right.
I also have good contacts in Silicon Valley. And you would be surprised at the level of interest that exists in Silicon Valley among the, you know, the newer companies in this field. And, again, Silicon Valley can keep its secrets very, very well. But these are sophisticated people. And with high technology. And that is really a privilege because I can do some analyses, I can do some computation, I can do some things, you know, with fairly casual access to the best tools. So the things that I'm doing now.
We're going to break now. We got more to come with Jacques Vallée and Jean and Chris. What a fascinating session. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're back. We're here with Dr. Jacques Vallée. And Jacques, you were talking about being contacted by folks with interesting cases, and how you've provided kind of a platform for their cases, their views. to, you know, look into them, to guide them, to give them, you know, the benefit of your long involvement in the field. And, you know, I must say, I've always wanted to, you know, get into more of a dialogue with you and talk to you. I remember for years I sent you my Mysterious Valley report, which you may or may not remember. I remember you were on my mailing list, and I sent them out for many years. And I actually sent that out free to anyone, any investigator that contacted me and wanted to know what was going on there. And of course, I just felt that it was more of a service to the research community. But, you know, I've been involved in a project of attempting to get a triangulated array of high definition cameras in the San Luis Valley. It's been almost a 10-year process. It's been very difficult to get people to work for nothing and to, you know, spec their time and stuff. But, you know, what you just said about Silicon Valley being interested and of course, when you say Silicon Valley, obviously you're talking about cutting-edge technology. It'd be very, very interesting to see if anyone there would be interested in getting involved in monitoring a bona fide hotspot area. I think your efforts that you spelled out back in 78 and 79, I think you attempted to do the same thing up at the Happy Valley, California site. But at the time, we just didn't have the sophisticated levels of technology, and of course the cost was just prohibited back then. What do you think about hard data monitoring of hotspot areas? For instance, the UFO TOG program, I think Douglas Trumbull and Mark D'Antonio have been involved with, and my San Luis Valley camera project. Hasdellen, of course, being the litmus test for all this. What do you think of that approach of really attempting to get hard data, you know, and monitor with magnetometers, gravitometers, maybe active radar, that sort of thing, of course, optical information. What do you think of that approach? Do you think that we're at a place where that, with the level of technology and the affordability, will allow us to gain some scientific insights?
As you just said, it's difficult to do. Just designing and implementing an optical camera and then getting it to that place up in Northern California, all the way up in the mountains. It was a fascinating project. And, you know, I was doing that with my son, and it was an opportunity for us to drive up there into the countryside and work on this and work with the local witnesses at that particular site, which was a site of repeated landings. But we had to, of course, camouflage the camera, because otherwise somebody could sit there on the picnic and notice the camera and take it away or something. Also, you have to protect it from insect, because you don't want the spider to put a web in front of the lens. We could only get there, you know, once a month or so. So it had to be able to take pictures for a month on a regular schedule. Now, all that it wasn't high tech, but it was a little bit complicated in terms of logistics, because it was a 6-hour drive from San Francisco and 6 hours to get back. So, you know, it's difficult as, I think that, you know, what you've been doing is very important, because we need to monitor several sites, if only for comparison with the Skinwalker Ranch, in terms of, you know, what can you learn from a site like this? How often are you going to get information? How do you record information? Is it the same phenomenon everywhere? Or does the every geographic area may have a slightly different phenomena? It's difficult to do, even to monitor one room. I mean, I know of a case where things are appearing in somebody's bedroom. A number of technical people have been involved in monitoring. Of course, it has to be unobtrusive. You don't want to overload the room with computers and big cameras. You have to do it in normal light or normal darkness if it's happening at night. So even in one room, it's difficult. And when you're trying to monitor an entire valley or an entire ranch, it's hard to do. One of the things I can talk about is when Mr. Bigelow acquired the ranch, we had a subcommittee of the science board looking at what instrumentation, exactly your question, you know, what instrumentation we should put there, knowing that we didn't want to go overboard. We wanted people to be able to still do their normal work without being, bothered by the technology getting in the way. One of the things I insisted on was, if we're going to have a ring of cameras, we should have another ring of cameras watching the first cameras, because something, the phenomenon can tamper with a camera. And in fact, that did happen.
I wanted to interrupt because that just hit me right there. Because I think they have that issue sometimes reported with UFO abductions where they want to set up a camera to catch it in action and something weird happens. So in the case you're talking about, the tampering, what actually seems to happen?
You cannot take the, quote, scientific rational approach to this. The scientific rational approach is you monitor a phenomenon like, clouds in the sky. You're going to set up a couple of special cameras, and you're going to record what happens, and then you're going to process it in some way. But the clouds are not going to lie to you. Here we have a phenomenon that we don't understand what it is physically. We think we do. I mean, it has lights and it has, when it lands, it does something to the ground. And okay, so we can assume that that will continue, although that's not a given. For example, you want to monitor something that has a light, but lots of UFOs are dark. So you may not catch them with the same technology. You expect them to move slowly, but some of them can disappear in the blink of an eye. So where did they go? And your camera didn't catch that. By the way, people in the space program have the same problem. I mean, for a long time, they didn't know about the Van Allen belts because their sensors stopped where they assumed that the field would be maximum. And the field was much, much, much higher in those areas. They just saturated their sensors. So they had to redo the thing and understand why it was saturated. You know, that's how you make discoveries. And that's how they discovered the Van Allen belts. The same thing here. It's on top of that, we have to assume that the phenomenon is intelligent. And if the phenomenon is intelligent, it's going to detect our cameras. And we know this is a phenomenon that loves to play with gadgets. It plays with airplanes. It plays with rockets. You know, all the cases from the Air Force or from other places where they launch a rocket and something arrives from the end of the horizon and it spirals around the rocket as the rocket goes up. You know, that has been recorded going back to the 50s. So it's a phenomenon that loves to play with your gadgets.
Let's do our break. More to come with Jacques Vallée. Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Let me remind you, neighbors, that we have another radio show called After the Paracast, where we'll have a lot to say about Jacques, but not behind his back. It's, you know, just an appreciation of all the things we're learning right now. And the only way you can hear that show, if you become a member of the Paracast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. We also give you a version of this show free of the network ads. Was that enough? There's more to come on the Paracast Plus, plus.theparacast.com. Jacques Follet is here reminiscing about a lot of subjects, focusing on a lot of subjects, but very much in part because our friends at Anomalous Books have reprinted the three volumes of his Forbidden Science journals. And that's something you really want to check out.
You know, again, I'm kind of fishing here for a way to move forward in investigating particular hotspot areas, if you will, window areas. And whether there's ever going to be an efficient way to gather hard data. You were starting to talk about the Sherman Ranch, the Skinwalker Ranch case, where one of the cameras was rendered inoperable. Literally, wires jerked out of the thing. If I remember correctly, we had John Alexander on the show, and he gave us a very colorful blow-by-blow explanation of what happened. As you mentioned, Jacques, not only did you have a ring of cameras, you had another set of cameras watching the other cameras. And on cue, this thing evidently tore out the wires on the camera, and the camera looking at the camera that had been impacted by whatever it was really didn't show anything going up there and actually rendering that initial camera inoperative. What do you make of that? I wrote a book on the trickster, and I've been wrapping my head around this whole idea of absurdity and inexplicability and tricksterism as an integral part of many of these phenomenal events across across the spectrum. What do you make of that?
I've seen that tape. I was congratulating myself for telling those guys they should have a second ring of camera, because otherwise, you know, we would have assumed that that particular camera had just cut off, or that somebody had done something and we didn't know who it was. The fact that we could see that we were looking at that camera all the time and that there was nobody there cutting the wire, you know, puts it in a completely different category. You know, I don't want to say anything discouraging, but for, you know, people don't realize that, but for about 6 years on the Sherman Ranch, nothing happened. Even though there were scientists there, the ranchers were there, their family. Essentially, there were the cameras, there was sensors, and nothing happened. So unless you have the kind of resources that Mr. Bigelow can deploy, you know, you have to be prepared for a lot of work that's really unrewarded. And then from time to time, something would happen. We had cattle mutilations. We had things that, animals that disappeared and reappeared. We had very strange behavior by animals. We had orbs, but there was no flying saucer. You know, and we started out thinking we were going to get footage or certainly information about craft. And there were craft in with our neighbors, you know, to the left and to the right, but not on the ranch. There were indications of strange things that were at the limit of what we were recording. And actually, I've gone back, thanks to a gentleman named Frank Salisbury, who was a long-term friend of mine, was a professor of plant pathology at the University of Utah and then at Utah State.
We had him on the show, The Great Utah UFO Display, one of my favorite books.
Yes. Well, he wanted to redo that book. So, you know, 40 years later. And so he offered me to join him. And we went back, relocated most of the witnesses in his first book. Frank passed away, by the way, a little over a year ago, which is a pity. He was really a great scientist, a great gentleman, and had access to both the Mormon community there and the Indian community, and knew Utah very well, and, you know, never mind the Skinwalker Ranch. I mean, all of northern Utah is a high paranormal area.
And well, the Uinta Basin especially.
Yes.
Well, and he was pretty dismissive of the Sherman Ranch case. He wasn't really that impressed with it. I remember the when he re-released the book, The Great Utah UFO Display, he had an addendum chapter in there, if I recall, and he didn't seem very impressed with the Sherman Ranch case. Privately, what did he tell you? What were his feelings about the claims of the Shermans and the effort that Bigelow and Colm Kelleher and John and yourself and the other folks that were involved peripherally, what did he tell you privately?
Well, at that point, he certainly knew a lot more about Utah than I did, but I knew a lot more about the ranch than he did. He never set foot on the ranch. And I didn't, at that point, you know, the ranch was going through transformations and so on. I wasn't involved day to day, and I did not want to go there without Mr. Bigelow's knowing that we were doing this. And But what I told Frank was that, you know, we, what was going on through, you know, Dr. Keller's book is really excellent. And it sets up most of the information about the ranch. But you can find cases, you know, all over, as you said, all over the basin. So we took two trips, Dr. Salisbury and I, of about 10 days each, around, you know, going from Vernal to Fort Duchesne, if you see where that is, around Roosevelt. And then the second trip, we started through the Uinta mountain chain, starting from Utah, and from Salt Lake City, and going over the north, going even a little bit into Wyoming, and then coming back through the mountains, which he loved, by the way. As a young man, he had, you know, climbed all over those mountains, and so on, had wonderful reminiscences of the landscape and the people and so on, and then driving back towards Roosevelt again. And that whole area is full of cases of, you know, UFOs, again, that we could verify and augment what he had done in his first book, but also sightings of creatures, sighting of skinwalkers, orbs, and all kinds of other things. And, you know, strange disappearances, paranormal phenomena, and those were typically not reported because you're dealing with two communities that are very unique in
and very closed.
Yeah, keeping information to their own standards and their own traditions.
Yeah, let's do our break here, and we got more to come with Gene Chris and our special guest Jacques Fallet. And, you know, we're just going to get started here. We've got lots of questions from listeners that Chris is going to bring up in a moment. And maybe we'll get a further commitment from Jacques later on this year to come back. With Jenny and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
First, some people think I should be just committed and that would be the end of everything right there. That's how we go. Jacques, thank you for being a good sport and putting up with me. And Chris?
No problem. I enjoy it.
We shall continue.
Well, you know, I've done a bit of digging myself, a little bit of research. I did have my investigative blinders on. I had a perfect Petri dish in the San Luis Valley, but the one case that did draw me out of the valley was the Skinwalker Ranch so-called case. And because of my – I was very, very intrigued by the claims of Terry and the family – I started developing some sources and doing field trips up to the Uinta Basin, the southern part of the Uinta Basin, down to Interstate 70 from Sago Canyon in the west to Baxter Pass in the east. Unfortunately, you know, Frank should have, Salisbury should have taken you down south of the Sherman Ranch into the gas and oil fields.
We heard of some cases there, and we spoke to the manager of one of those fields, but we didn't go there. You're absolutely right. We should have spent more time down there.
The Uinta Mountains are very, very compelling. The only mountains in the North America that run, I think, east to west or west to east.
Yes.
All other mountain chains run north to south. I think the Brooks Range in Alaska would be the one kind of exception, but you know, I'm telling you, I went to some areas in the middle of the Uinta Basin to the southern end of it, just above I-70, you know, along the Green River area, Baxter Pass, as I mentioned, you know, south of Bonanza. There is amazing activity going on down there, and the only people that really see it are the oil and gas workers and the very, very few residents that are down there, and some of the Native American traditions and stories that have developed out of that area are extremely intriguing, but it would take an army to cover that area. It's so large and it's so remote. It's very, very difficult to get to, but that to me is one of those undiscovered, unpolished diamonds in potential UFO research. And there are a number of areas like that, obviously, around the country, but that's one of my, you know, I mean, if I had, you know, unlimited budgets and a lot of people helping, that's where I would be setting up some gear and setting people up to do some observation. As you pointed out, whatever this phenomenon is or the phenomena are, is very, very intelligent. It can anticipate what we're going to do even before we realize we're going to do it. I will go that extra step. Not only will it anticipate what we're trying to do, it will second guess us before we even get to the point of trying to do it. And once you get to that point of it being able to predict what your inclinations are, or what your compulsions are, I mean, it's very, very difficult to try to set up some sort of scientific, set of protocols and gear and efforts to gain hard data and then replicate that data, most importantly. So what we have to do is we have to try to outfox the fox or out-trick the trickster, if you will. How would you suggest that we go about doing that? Do we need to dive into the realm of psychics and channelers and all that, or is there some other way?
You asked a very good question earlier. You know, what can be done when you have an area which is an active, intense area? And I don't mean to evade your question. There are a couple of things that are new and high-tech, but potentially useful. I mean, not all high technology is useful, you know, as we saw with Skype. But in those two cases, there is a little book that's been out for about a year called Camilleo. And it's written by a professor of English at the University in Southern California. It's Camilleo, C-A-M-E-L-E-O. And he wrote it as a novel because I don't think he could write it in any other way. But it's about a series of events that happened around San Diego that he was privy to through some of his friends and probably some of his students, having to do with people who could make themselves invisible. Now, that is kind of a preposterous claim, but it reminded me of something that happened when I published a book called Revelations many, many years ago. And I had a phone call in the middle of the night from someone who obviously was technically very savvy, said, Dr. Vallée, I cannot tell you who I am or where I work, but some of the things you've been describing in your book look like some of the things we're doing. And I said, so what do you do? And he said, well, we make things disappear. And if I told you that I've been in the middle of maneuvers with large vehicles, like tanks, for example, and that I was 100 feet from the tank and I couldn't see the tank, would you believe me? And how, if you had to do something like this, how would you do it? So I thought, if the skin of the tank is made of optical fibers, maybe I can direct the light around the tank and then I'm not going to see the tank. He said, well, you know, that could be one way to do it, but, you know, that would be pretty complicated, and there are probably other ways of doing it that I can't tell you, but that you should continue to think about, and he hung up. I've never forgotten that conversation, because obviously it was somebody who knew what he was working on, and he knew what he was doing, and he stopped just at the point where it might have infringed on, you know, some technology that wasn't available.
Yeah, I hate to interrupt you, but I was visited by a higher-up at Martin Marietta at Buckley Air Force Base who asked me the same question. So I'm wondering if we're talking about the same individual.
We might be. And in Camilleo, he actually identifies somebody who fits that description, who might be, because he was not, he was part of the project, but he probably wasn't subject to the same classification as the other people. So he could kind of talk about it. I mean, how many people would there be who would be privy to that and could talk about it? But this was many years ago. It was over 20 years ago, that conversation. Camilleo came out a year ago, and he talks about the same thing. So since 2 plus 2 is still equal to 4, I thought about the invisible, the cable being cut on that camera on the ranch and other things that happened on the ranch where they couldn't see anybody. And you know, northern Utah would be an ideal place to test some of those things if you wanted to test them on the normal population as opposed to testing them in a, you know, in a war game.
Well, I wouldn't call it a normal population. That's a small little bubble of white ownership in the midst of a very large Native American reservation. So yeah, but, it would be even more ideal.
Yeah, but the both the Mormon community and the Indian community have had their own share of observations.
Oh, yeah.
There was one case that Frank and I looked at where a skinwalker, which was essentially a very large dog walking on its hind legs, was walking along the road through a village north of Roosevelt. And, you know, we spoke to the witnesses and we also spoke to the highway patrol. They had called the highway patrol because they were scared of that thing. It didn't act hostile. It wasn't, you know, chasing chickens or eating their cat, but it was kind of impressive. So they called the highway patrol. The thing ran alongside the patrol car, and they entered a reservation area. So they called the tribal police. Tribal police sent a car, followed the highway patrol, and the guy looked at the thing, got on the radio and said, "It's all yours, guys. Good luck. I'm going home." And he turned around and went home because it meant something
I love it.
Different in his tradition. And as you know, if you've spent time there, they relate it to some of the Navajo traditions. And there is a lot of bad blood that is still there between the Utes, the Urays, and the Navajos.
Right, because the Utes
are some parts of history that I certainly didn't learn in school, okay? And you learn it when you talk to people.
We have more with Jacques Vallée and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.